Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, again, is we're gay again.
Okay.
And we're gonna cop up to it that, ew, does that mean like cop like police?
Cop up? I don't know. I gotta look. What's the root of that?
Okay, we will not be.
We will not be coming up to it.
I will be confessing.
Okay.
My sins.
Yeah, cop up. It must be like you're like, ew, admitting that you're guilty to a cop. I would assume. I don't know. Hold on. What does cop up mean? Cop up. Oh, cop out. A cop up isn't even a fucking phrase.
Don't you like cop up to something?
I thought so too.
Hmm. Anyways, we started this episode previously, and then...
Sorry, I'm trying to... Never mind. I'm going to focus on the task
focus,
at hand.
Focus. We started this episode, and then we realized that we were having a mic issue. Only one of our mics was recording.
It's actually so funny, because it was just Sean responding to me, lengthily talking, and you just hear Sean like, yeah.
And it exactly ties into my worst fear of this podcast, that all I am is an overactive listener. And the audio was literally Bree like, and then I was like, yeah, totally, definitely.
So
and Bree was like, let's keep it.
That's a fucking lazy. Yeah. I was like, the people can just strain their ears a little. They'll get the gist of what I'm saying.
I was picturing somebody driving to work and just hearing like, yeah.
And then me in the background just like. Okay, so what we're going to do to clarify, because it's actually really sad, because as you all know, we're going to get into why we took a 2-week break. But before we do that, as you all know, what the fuck was I about to say?
It's really sad.
I just blacked out.
It is really sad because we were actually, as you all know, we're incredibly hilarious, fun, and flirty. And it was pretty entertaining.
Oh my God, no, I'm not okay. What was I going to say?
I don't...
My clammy hand. This is going to be so unhinged now.
This is so much worse already.
Okay, so... I don't know what I was going to say there. Scratch that. Okay,
We've been on a two-week break. It's because
one.
I'm single. There we go.
Okay. Sean, go ahead. Say what you have to say.
Went through a breakup. Don't want to talk about it. We'll cry. We'll talk about it later. Goodbye.
Me just moving crying on with laughter through this whole thing. It's not funny. I'm laughing because we just recorded 15 minutes of the episode.
Quality content. And now it's gone.
And it was actually so great. Well, like not like great and not great, but like, okay, what I'm trying to get at is what we're gonna do, because it was actually like a good episode, but we cannot bring ourselves to re-talk about what we already talked about.
Or to post the audio.
Or to post the bad audio from the mics. We're going to use the camera audio, which is like relatively good. I use it for YouTube videos and stuff like that. And we're going to just poke, but it wouldn't be good enough for like a podcast.
Relatively good, because your YouTube videos
are just shit.
Peak quality.
But it wouldn't be good on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. So we're going to post the video with audio, not the mic crappy audio, but not the exceptional mic audio. Just the regular camera audio onto Patreon. So basically it's going to be like a bonus episode, and I promise you it was a good one. So if you want to listen to it, it is up on our Patreon right now, because I'm going to post it a little early for our patrons already. And I already gone into this in the other one, but we have a Discord. We post bonus content. You get episodes on video before everyone else does. And I want to give a huge shout out to some special patrons, Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and to all of our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting I Can Explain podcast. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, please follow or subscribe. It really does help. Just take that second to click that button. Give us a like, give us a follow. Head over to our Instagram at I Can Explain podcast. Links in the bio for our merch and our Patreon. Okay.
Do you ever get tired?
Do I ever? Jesus. That was also the second time I've had to do that today.
I think that's when you really black out.
Oh, that's, I'm just like,
sometimes I'm listening to you and I don't even think that you're making words anymore.
I don't know what they mean.
No.
I don't know how to spell them.
Couldn't spell them, that's for sure.
Couldn't spell them, but... America! Sorry. I was doing an American accent before because we were talking about Love is Blind.
And Shayna's family.
Shayna's family.
And where they were on January 6th.
You want to go dirt biking?
Do American activities. Are they you? Also didn't talk like that, but that was the
vibe. But like, that was the vibe.
That was the vibe.
Are you a godly... I can't do it.
Are you a godly man?
Are you a godly man?
I'd be like, oh no, I'm gay. We're gay again. Segue.
Okay, so this is where we left off on the now bonus episode on Patreon.
Yeah.
Is we were talking about being gay again, which is Sean's dumb idea.
Oh, I have to re-explain because this is not... Okay, so Bree's trying to throw me under the bus. Like I said on the Patreon exclusive episode, that Bree wanted this episode title, which like she's asked to have the episode title as catching up about 5 times now. She wanted it to be catching up because she wanted to talk about things in her life. And I said, we have to have a little bit more of a concrete plan. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's talk about being gay again because we're allowed to be gay again because we weren't allowed to be gay because it was the pandemic and now we can go back out and we're gay again. And you can talk about catching up things and then we can talk about being gay again. And now she's trying to throw me under the bus and say this was my topic and that I'm a piece of shit.
I wish you guys could see behind the scenes when I come over every week to record and I just go to Sean, how about like catching up?
Literally, she sits down and she's like, what if we just talk? Like, what if we just talk?
What if we just like catch up?
What if we just catch up? And so many times I'm like, okay, we always catch up. That's all it is.
Like, we will do that, but we need like
a title,
a fake out of the structure.
Yeah.
So yeah. So what's Sean's meaning for everyone out there? Because trust me, this topic needs explanation. Is that obviously we've been gay for the last 2 years. I'll speak for myself. I've been gay.
Right.
Have you?
No.
Okay. and now where we live, in Canada, specifically in our province, things are opening back up more so than they ever have since the start of the pandemic.
Yes. First of all, I will preface this. Mm-hmm. COVID has not gone anywhere.
I thought you were going to say COVID is over.
Our government is saying basically COVID is over,
yeah,
but
that's
I'm like,
the vibe.
Is it? It isn't.
No.
COVID hasn't gone anywhere. I would know because I had it.
Yeah. Okay, you've had a rough couple of months. We took a break because you had COVID, then because of your breakout.
Yeah, my year of health. First of all, real health. COVID got that fucker. Mental health, breakup got that
fucker.
She's
gone too.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, COVID hasn't gone anywhere. However,
yeah,
it seems like everybody is incredibly tired and our government has given up. So
amen.
Everything's opening back up.
So it's fun to be gay again.
So you can go dancing, which yeah, there is the entirety of COVID hasn't allowed dancing.
Yeah.
Except for now. So it's starting to feel like, even though it's a lie and you still should be cautious, it's starting to feel like queer spaces have joy again.
Yes. I miss dancing so much.
Same.
Burped right into the mic. Who am I, Sean? Like, that's your fucking brand. Sorry, I'll stay in my
Who
lane.
Am I? That's disgusting pig. That's your thing.
Who am I? This disgusting man who sits beside me? Ugh.
Yeah, so we went out.
Went
we
dancing.
Danced.
Dance the night.
The
away,
only reason I think I felt like totally fine was that I had just recently got COVID in like the period that I don't think I could get it again. And I'm triple vax. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It was also post breakup. And I was like, I quite literally need to leave
You're
the
like,
house.
I don't care. Sorry, my bra is falling off. So I just need to pull it back up.
Okay.
I'm back.
Don't worry. I'm gay again.
I'm
so I'm not
in.
Looking
You're
at
not
anything.
Interested? Okay. Yeah.
2 years ago, maybe. Mid pandemic, I wasn't gay. So yeah, that was my broaching of the topic.
Okay, so where I was on the now Patreon exclusive episode.
I also love what? That I'm gonna be like, we can feel joy again, and what you were talking about opposite
is not
opposite.
joy,
no joy,
yeah,
joyless,
zero joy,
yeah.
But we're fixing it. Joy,
we're getting to more joy,
yeah. Exactly. So basically what I was talking about, I'll just start from the beginning of just the thought I had when I realized that our fucking audio was a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that I think that something that happens in LGBTQ plus spaces, especially spaces that have been around for a long time, is that Their main goal is to support all LGBTQ plus people. And sometimes when either spaces or the management of those spaces or the people in those spaces or even people that are queer within their friend groups want to support all LGBTQ plus people, what happens is they turn a blind eye to shitty behavior of those LGBTQ plus people.
Yeah.
Because what a lot of people forget is being gay doesn't make you shitty, but you can still be a shitty person and be gay.
Right. Because, not how I would have approached that.
Okay, here's what I'm getting.
Being gay doesn't make you a good person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think that but it also doesn't make you a bad person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think
that
the
eyes of the Lord. But yes.
But yeah. Continue, okay. Sinner. With that little exception there. But basically what I mean is I think that sometimes we fight so hard to be being gay is okay. We forget that you also have an entire personality and actions and everything that are totally separate from your sexuality and how you identify. Like, equality is realizing that everyone can be a shitty human and everyone can be a good person despite their identity. Is everything okay?
Yeah, my watch is on 10%. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
So basically, a couple weeks ago on this podcast, we were talking about how there was some niche drama going on within the queer Vancouver scene. And
got less niche, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, fuck. And yeah, it kind of started out as typical internet drama and then kind of transformed to unveiling more serious topics that most definitely need to be addressed within the local Vancouver scene. And while I know that everyone that listens to our podcast isn't from Vancouver, I think it's important no matter where you live, whatever spaces you go to, whatever groups you surround yourself with, to be doing kind of checks on who is occupying those spaces.
Yeah.
Because just because people are queer does not mean that we should support them.
Yes. I also think that there's a slight issue with the understanding that all queer spaces are safe spaces. Because for so many people, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to believe. You want to believe that people in your community that have gone through the trials and tribulations of coming out and living as a queer person are good people and that they're there to support you and that they won't take advantage of you and that they want the best for you. Mm-hmm. And that's not true at all.
Yeah.
It can be very true, but it's not always. And I think that there are a lot of hierarchies in the outside world that still exist in
1,000%.
Small safe spaces that people with power. Do you have to burp? Is that where you're lowering it?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling me out.
There's a video. Let's ask the audience.
Did it look like she needed to burp? The bubbly, I tell you.
As the
The bubbly.
The bubble yum. people with power are not always consistently questioned on if they deserve that power or if they are good people.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, and what I was mentioning on the now deleted
infamous
Patreon exclusive is that a lot of times, okay, we're always learning here. And I know we joke on this podcast about I'm old and whatever, but not to age myself, but even being on TikTok and seeing younger people post, I'm consistently learning.
Yeah.
Because with every generation, and these days, especially with the internet and how much information is accessible, with every couple of years, there is more information on what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, different sorts of ways of looking at sexuality and identity and gender. And what used to potentially be quote unquote woke is no longer woke.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think it's important that we as queer individuals are always open to growing and learning and changing our minds in the same way that we expect people outside of the community to do that for us. And unfortunately, what happens is it's not all the time, like age is not a defining thing, but unfortunately what happens is a lot of people that came out in long ago where just saying you were gay was inherently dangerous and could potentially ruin your life.
Yeah.
And that is still the case in a lot of spaces and a lot of areas of the world and for a lot of families. I'm not denying that. But it's definitely gotten better. And I think what happens is due to that respect for those people that kind of paved the way for the LGBTQ plus community, sometimes we give them a pass on not continuing to learn and grow.
Yeah. Let's be furthering our education here.
Yeah. And I can think of plenty of examples. Like while I'm speaking right now, I'm not talking about one person specifically. Like even on TikTok, sometimes I will post videos that I think are in no way controversial. And for example, saying that as a lesbian, saying that there's no way you would date a bisexual person is biphobic by nature, just to generalize it with that statement. The amount of lesbians, and a lot of them just by looking through comments and stuff, older lesbians that completely disagreed with that and were like fighting about it in the comments. I was quite surprised. And I think that sometimes we forget that just because people have accepted themselves, they're not like learning how to continue to accept different types of people and how people are evolving and how our community is evolving. And yeah, I just think that lately in the Vancouver scene, we have seen quite a few examples of that and how we just need to expect more from who is taking up these spaces.
Yeah. I also think that a lot of the times we're remaining pretty vague on this, I think.
Yes.
A lot of the times this specifically has to do with the nightlife community and the nightlife area of Vancouver. I think a lot of the time, a lot of management and people that are employing people are older themselves.
Right.
And they're not necessarily looking for the same amount of accountability as younger people are because our community is growing. So it's evolving.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta stay with the times. You gotta keep people in check. Mm-hmm. And I think COVID was a separation for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think we've gone through so much in the past 2 years that now that we're going back to these spaces, a lot of people are like, you know what? There's a lot of shit that's been going on for way too long that needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And maybe it kept going because people felt that that was the way that it should be or that was easiest. But now it's like, we got to keep fighting that fight.
Yeah, we're seeing it with fresh eyes in a weird way, right? Yeah. And I commend people that call it out because it's scary to do. Whether it's in the community and within queer spaces or outside of it, it's always scary to put yourself on the line and share your story or stand up for what you believe in. And I think those people are wildly brave. And wherever you are, just take a little gander at your spaces and your friend groups and what your friends believe in and like what they're supporting and kind of check if that is acceptable to you.
Yeah.
And I think that that will hopefully make queer spaces, queer friend groups safer for everybody.
Totally.
And I like that you touched on earlier about how even within queer spaces, there is still kind of a hierarchy and it almost mirrors the outside world in a sad way a lot of the time. And I think that's why I push for so much online, there being spaces that are catered more towards, you know, AFAB people, trans women, women, whether they be lesbian, bi, pan, whatever. Because I think what a lot of people miss is even when you're going into a gay bar, a lot of times it's still the white cis men that are running it and deciding what's okay and what's not.
Also, like, you're going into a gay bar, but you're still going to be up against misogyny.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so there's those things are still relevant in those spaces.
Yeah.
And that's why, sorry, just doing a little tech, while I'm up. Jesus fucking Christ.
Getting your steps in.
It's hard also being the producer of this bad boy.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
So, yeah, I think that it's important that spaces kind of think about that.
Yeah.
And if you are someone who's in a position where you have hold any sorts of power in these spaces, whether it comes to management or events or who you're hiring or whatever it may be, think about that. Like, who are these spaces catering to, and do they make every member of the LGBTQ plus community feel safe? Because it's not enough anymore to just say, yeah, we play Britney Spears and the white gays like it.
Literally.
And they line up outside the door, so we're good.
Or yeah, I'm opening doors for queer people. Okay. Well, some queer people need doors opened a little bit more.
Yeah. Or we need a fucking new door up in this bitch. Like, seriously. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I could
or
talk
some people
all day.
Need those doors slammed in their face.
Exactly. And I think that also, it's important to talk about both sides, because I feel like we've talked on this podcast so often about how queer spaces are so important, and they are, and how much we love queer spaces and love queer events. And it's great that we've talked about the positive, because both of us, I think, have experienced so much positive stuff from the community, queer spaces, and have had really awesome memories and just feeling like supported and fun and dancing and all that. But if you just make everything always, pun not intended, seem like sunshine and rainbows,
right,
then things don't change.
Rainbows.
Yeah. See? Did you see that?
I did.
That was,
I hated it.
That was kind of iconic. I don't know. I kind of liked it. So, and
but this is why I think those spaces are so good, because we are, I believe, more willing to at least do some of this work than the outside world still.
Yeah, I think that there's people within the community that by nature, because they've had to fight to be themselves and kind of put their neck out in life of being different and being brave enough to being prepared for any backlash, that when it comes to other components of life, those people, because of those learned skills and that bravery, have maybe learned how to do it in those areas as well. So I'm hopeful. Like, it seems like it's one of those things, like, it's kind of hard because you see a lot of people completely agreeing with people that are making a stand and, you know, they would probably agree with us listening to us speak about that. But then something weird that happens when call outs for change or accountability happen is you also see the other side and that gets kind of exposed, and it's really easy to ignore it when it's kind of just hush hush. And then when it's brought to the light, it's like you really find out who has grown and who, I don't know how to put it, who hasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of scary actually. Cause you see like a lot of people that maybe before an event like what's happened in Vancouver recently or any sort of call for accountability happens, that you're like, oh, if this situation ever were to occur, obviously that person would take what I believe is the right side.
Yeah.
You know, would have the same moral compass as me. So I think we've experienced that a lot in the last 3 years, because I mean, there's been so much between politics with COVID, masks, no masks. Okay. There's been so much stuff going on in the world. And then now within the queer scene in Vancouver, that you're like really realizing that you're a lot different and you believe a lot of different things than some people that you used to consider in your circle.
Yeah.
Just because the assumption is that, oh yeah, duh, people would agree with me on that.
Yeah. I also will say, if someone does something bad and then you support someone who does something bad, you're also a piece of shit.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
So that's a good example. I made a fucking TikTok that was like, this was way before this. And I was like, hey, you know, this is great TikTok.
You know, I was on TikTok. I was like, hey.
I was like, hey. And I just kind of like, you know, stood there for a
second. Just vibe check.
Just vibing out. No, I was I was I can't with myself. I was like, heads up, even if you don't consider yourself biphobic or transphobic, I worded this better on my TikTok, okay? I'm always absolutely gorgeous and eloquent on my TikTok. Hey, if you don't consider yourself biphobic or transphobic, but you are dating somebody who is, you're just as fucking bad.
Or
people in the comments disagreed with me. They were like, just because my partner has different views than me, these are queer people in queer relationships.
Yeah.
Like, just because my partner has different views than me doesn't mean that I should stop loving them. Our relationship is separate than our views.
Just because my boyfriend is a documented racist doesn't mean I, yeah, it does actually.
You're literally like, just because you don't think bisexual people aren't real, but your partner thinks they aren't real, you think that's okay to associate with that person?
It goes back to like the typical, like a straight girl dating a guy who's like outwardly homophobic.
Yeah.
If you are dating that person, I am considering you also homophobic.
Oh, 1,000%. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you don't prioritize not being homophobic. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're like, oh, but I disagree with those views. Well, you don't disagree enough to not associate with people that are like blatantly homophobic.
Yeah.
It's wild to me. But that's the thing. I'm constantly these days just getting example after example of feeling like I'm not saying controversial things. And so many people disagreeing with me.
Yeah, all the straight girls with homophobic boyfriends are going to be coming for us
they
after this.
They fucking hate it. I'm like,
they're like, Brian, they're talking about you.
What's that new TikTok? The one that's like, is this about us or something?
Oh, is this fucking play about us? That's literally every fucking Megan and Brian out there right now.
Literally. But yeah, so that's just one note on coming back to the queer scene. It's been some interesting developments.
Okay, so we've talked about the deep darkness and that we need to be holding people. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just looking down at my sweatshirt because it looked like it was like stained or something.
It's most of your sweatshirts, yeah.
Yeah, nothing new.
We talked about the deep darkness, holding people accountable.
Yeah.
And I also do think it is a shift, though. And I think it relates to what we talked about.
I should just keep this bubbly with me.
Yeah.
Okay,
cover
sorry.
It, though. My God.
Oh, yeah. No free advertising.
I think it's the same as what we talked about with people realizing that they don't need to spend.
Sorry, I'm so burpy. I'm sorry.
Can I continue?
I'm so sorry. Yes, you may.
Can I make my point?
Go ahead. Yes.
Maybe don't drink more then.
But it's so delicious.
I can't stop. Need another hit. I think it's similar to what we said about people realizing that they don't need to spend holidays with their homophobic families because of COVID, that when you get distance from a situation, you have a better view on it and you have more understanding. And that's what I'm feeling is happening with the queer community going back to queer spaces. We're like, hey, we had a pause. We went through some fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. It's now World War III.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this out.
Yeah.
And
hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
I think that's incredibly...
Newfound clarity.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly brave of the people that are doing it. To shift now.
Okay.
Let's talk about the joyous parts of being gay again. Because...
Okay.
Oh, being gay again has been nice.
Okay, once again, I've been gay the whole time.
You haven't been, though. Like, you were incredibly straight. You're wearing a Drew hoodie right now from your straight days.
This is... You think a lesbian wearing a Drew hoodie is straight? This is, like... This is me walking down the street and saying, I'm a lesbian. Anything Justin Bieber adjacent is lesbian adjacent.
I don't know.
It is. Everyone would agree with me on that.
Seeming pretty Megan and Brian right now.
Every single person out there would agree with me that a lesbian wearing a Drew hoodie... Hmm. Is just confirming lesbianism.
Okay. Well,
everyone, you're wrong. I don't know what to say. This isn't a debate. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Sorry. I guess Justin Bieber does kind of have this, like, lesbian energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok lesbian energy.
Yeah.
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 Big time.
Like, Hey Mama energy.
Hey Mama energy was made by Justin Bieber. Yeah.
And his mamas. the joy.
Mm.
I feel like I hadn't. I'm just joking that I was straight for 2 years, but I don't think I experienced a lot of queer joy outside of the group that I thankfully have of my queer friends.
Yeah.
Like, we were on lockdown with the same, like, 8 insufferable queers.
Well, that's why I don't understand. They want to keep hanging out.
I know.
And I'm like, sorry, let's take a second here.
Let's not.
You want to have another dinner party? Yeah. We've been doing that for 2 fucking years.
But I am happy that we share at least, like, a group of queer friends that we could fight through this pandemic. I mean, once again, I think did I say it in this episode? COVID didn't go anywhere.
COVID's still here.
Was this in the real one or the fake
one? I don't remember what we said in which. You should probably say that before everyone gets mad at you.
Yeah, COVID's still here. Be safe. Wear a mask. Get vaccinated. Our government has now pretended that COVID doesn't exist. So things are opening up, including queer spaces.
Mm-hmm.
That's my little rundown.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Girl, put the bubbly down.
I'm squeezing it between my legs.
I am thankful we had queer people.
Me too.
To at least bounce life off of while we were on lockdown.
That's true.
For the past 2 years. A lot of people didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine how awful that would have been.
Oh, terrible.
Or to have gone back to a situation that you were closeted again
because
you had to move home or something like that. But there's also a Jesus Christ. There's also.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. I can see your body going.
Oh my God. Remember when you used to wear it? I'm not usually a burper. My sister always tells me I'm the most dramatic bitch ever for, like, bodily functions. Like, if I cry, I cry dramatic.
Throw up.
When I throw up,
yeah!
I literally go into it with my whole fucking body. Like, it's like, it's a show, okay? Yeah. Like,
you give them the old razzle dazzle.
It's like, what can I compare it to? Stranger Things, when stuff's coming out of, like, people's mouths on Stranger Things.
Have you ever seen Stranger Things?
Well, didn't that happen in Stranger Things? When they had, like, the vines growing out of them and stuff?
Oh.
That's, like, me throwing up.
Oh. Okay.
It's just, like, aggressive. Like, right. It's, like, there's a lot going on. I like to put on a little razzle-dazzle with anything I do.
What were you going to say? Remember when I what?
What?
Okay. I feel like I've been trying to tell this or get into this.
What
for, like,
story are you telling?
It's
I
not
don't
a story.
Know,
I've just been trying to get into this for, like, 6 years, but you've just been.
I'm having queer joy right now.
Yourself I'm on the having couch queer beside. Joy. There's a difference between hanging out with your 8 queer friends in a pandemic and, like, seeing a bunch of young queer people like be themselves. And we haven't had that in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And to see that, and also to see people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
are literally, we went out to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And we literally saw people that I can tell by how they were dancing that that was their first time out at a gay bar since they became legal drinking age.
Okay, but I have a question about that. Why? Because were they doing a TikTok dance? Like, what do you mean?
No, like Gray Shirt, our king.
Oh, my God. Gray Shirt was the best person.
No, I'm not. Wow. He was absolutely freshly 19.
Oh, yeah. And he was having the best time of his life.
And it was so cute.
It was so cute.
There was this guy at the bar that we went to who was on the dance floor and was just like
living,
ridiculously dancing, but like not in a bad way. Like he was having the time of his life.
Yeah.
And it was so cute to watch.
It was so
because
cute.
He was so happy and he was with his friends and they were all clearly just legal drinking age. And I was like, this is so wild to see. We literally haven't seen this. You don't pay attention to it when you're going out to the bars every weekend.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
Everybody looks the same miscellaneous young gay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see people, it's like, oh, I can literally tell.
You turned 19 during the panorama. Yeah,
maybe 2 years ago.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
But it's so wild and it was so cute. Like it really, I was like, oh, this is, I feel my heart warming. Like
and
when the Grinch is at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it grew three sizes too big or whatever. That's how I felt. In that
and moment. Then the old lady gang ass were like up on our little table watching over the dance floor. Like, oh, look at all these young
little. Look at them go. Do you have a chamomile tea?
Then we got on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And we were having a time.
We were.
Did you see my moves?
You were killing it. Those rusty bones.
I looked good out there. There's some, you know, there's some creaks and cracks happening, but
we greased it up.
We greased her up. There. We lubed her up and
like the tin
man. I was moving and grooving. Let me tell you.
I had to come by with the little
like
put some Vaseline on those joints.
I was having so much fucking fun. But I forgot how sweaty you get when you dance. All night, like oh my God,
yeah,
I was like
hot in there.
It was hot, and I literally, but I forgot. Like, cause you go to a bar, and you know sometimes it's hot in there. But like dancing for hours, I was so fucking sweaty.
Yeah,
and oh my God, I'm still horrified because where we went, a couple people asked to take a selfie or whatever. If you had seen what I looked like,
well, I. Have eyes.
No, but like meaning Sean can see, but like speaking to the people,
and if you're listening, delete it.
Like, no, I've been waiting for those photos to surface and I have a call out. If you are listening and we took a photo that night,
that's for the spank bank only.
I will meet up with you and take a new photograph at this point.
And like, you will pay them cash to get the only copy of the other photo.
The original copy. Because I...
Make it an NFT and Brie will buy it and get it off
the internet. Wipe it from the internet. Because seriously, like even while it was happening, I was like, this is not it. But you can't say no.
Yeah.
Someone says, oh, can I have a photo with you? What do you just say? Oh, I look really fucking ugly right now and seem shallow as fuck.
I would probably say
that. And honestly, at the time I was like, I don't think I look bad. And then I remember this one girl, she had the camera up and it was like the flash, you know? So you can't really see anything because it's dark in the bar when it's just facing you. You can basically just see that your head's in the frame. And I'm like, oh, this is going well. Then the flash happened and then the result was on the screen. Terror flooded me. I mean, I don't exactly dress up for this podcast, so I'm not saying that usually I look like a 10 out of 10. It wasn't an issue. Like, I don't wear makeup when we record or film. It's not like I'm, like, someone who really, like, is a physical appearance person. Like, I'm not someone who needs to be all done up to go out of the house or whatever. It doesn't need to be a perfect photo. But when I say that every pore had a droplet of sweat coming out of it and my eyes, oh, my God.
Like SpongeBob.
Yes.
When it would have those really horrifying like close-ups.
Yes, that was me. That was me. And I'm like, I was, my face was blotchy and red because of the heat dancing. Like I was one step away from hives breaking out and it was just, it was scary. My hair, thank God it was up in a bun, but it was wet.
Yeah, it was wet.
Like it was.
They probably opened that photo the next day and got a jump scare.
They deleted that shit. They were like, fuck this. They're probably like, something is terribly wrong.
I was haunted by the ghost of a dead Victorian child in the club.
I also, no, seriously, the insecurities that have stemmed from this experience. There was two. The second person who asked for a photo was the DJ. And
oh, that
That was really funny because I was on the dance floor. I was giving on the dance floor, and the DJ like mouthed to me like, Brianne, like pointing at me like, are you
over the mic? Brianne, come to the DJ booth. Brianne.
Thank God he wasn't over the mic. And I was like, I thought I was in trouble. Yeah. I had had a few beers. So I was like, is someone looking for me? Like, am I in trouble? What's going on? I wasn't doing anything bad, but I hate authority. I'm like, I'm getting called. He was like, come here. So I go up to the DJ booth. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't even remember what he said, but can I get a photo? Okay, sure. Let's get a photo. So we get a photo. And in exchange, I was like, can you play Robin? Because I would never ask a DJ. It's like kind of a faux pas to like request a song unless a DJ is taking requests. And I would never. But I mean, I just exchanged one of the worst photos of myself in existence. So I was like, the least I can get is a song.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like, thanks so much for saying hello. Like,
I'm really offended that you chose Robin.
Fuck off. Lesbian phobic, and you need to literally sit down.
I love Robin so much. But if you're at a gay bar, there's literally only one song to ask for every time.
What?
It's Rumors by Lindsay Lohan.
No, Lohan. You're an absolute psycho. And this is why there need to be gay spaces and lesbian spaces.
If you had requested Rumors.
Split us up, for God's sake.
You would have been a god among men.
Exactly, among men. And that's not what I'm looking for. Anyways, so I will say this. I did request Robin. And then he proceeded to play the worst Robin song of all time. Yeah. I was like, what did you think I was looking for with Robin? He played like a slow ballad. I was like, of all the ones to choose. What? So then I just felt like hate crimes by the whole situation.
Give me at least like Cobra Style.
Like, I mean, there's just so many great options to
choose. But if
you're
going to go wild, go like fun wild. You know?
I wanted a little like dancing on my own.
Obviously. Or do like Honey.
Yeah,
there's so many.
Anyway, so I was hate crimed out of the bar. Okay, but anyways, what I was going back to was your fucking laptop's scaring me. I'm scared with tech now. Oh my God, I'm crawling
on the
ground.
She's on the ground.
I'm on my knees again.
She's on the ground.
Oh my God, this is so unhinged. Oh, so insecurities from my jump scare photos. Okay. So I had my like, remember when Demi Lovato, they had that picture taken of them? Yeah. So that was
You're
my
gonna
moment.
Be brute.
That was brute. Okay. Do you notice anything different about me today? No?
No.
I purchased self-tanning drops. For my skin.
Were you white? Were you scared?
Was I white?
Oh, like you...
You can see the veins in my face.
You were fucking flashback Mary.
No, I literally was like, not only do I just look terrible, but I also like literally look sickly. Like I was like yellowy white and then blotchy and red. There was sweat dripping from my pores. My hair was just fucking slicked to my head.
Wow.
It was, my eyes were bulging. So I was afraid from the flash. I had been in the darkness for so long that literally the flash like scared me as I was taking a picture.
You know that clip from iCarly?
No.
That goes all around where she opens the door?
No.
I'm like, that fucking, no? Everybody listening is going to know what I'm talking about. That's exactly what happened to you.
Anyways, if you are listening and you took those photos.
To all my iCarly fans.
Delete. We will
make
redo.
Make an NFT and charge Brie like $10,000 to get it back.
I'm terrified.
I'm anti-NFT except for in this situation.
I think if you're asking people to take photos, it should be before 10 p.m. at night.
Yes. And I can't have a single drop of alcohol.
That's my other thing. I was also because drunk. Like I also
my
had
eyes
like six
get
beers.
Very googly.
I just, it's not the look, you know, it's not the vibe. And let's be real. The people that are taking the photos with me, they don't like those photos themselves either, probably, because they've been on the dance floor.
And they have to be jump scared every time. Even if they look good, they're like, bah!
They've cropped me out. They posted on Instagram and they cropped me out. I've been waiting for the tag. Usually don't monitor the tags. I've been monitoring. I'm scared.
I love that.
Anyways, it's great to be gay again.
We're gay again.
Mm-hmm. You're gay again and single.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Gotta go.
And until next
time.
I'm
gonna finish this episode off with a hate crime.
Well, you know, Just got to keep it spicy around here.
Oh, it's been spicy.
Sean says for everyone. No, you know what? I'm not going to say what you said on the exclusive. The people need to go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio. Become a patron. And then you're going to get the first 15 minutes, the exclusive mystery episode of what this episode was supposed to be.
In all fairness, I think that besides the unhinged part, it was probably better than where we were going.
No, I think it was honestly, that was some of my, those 15 minutes were some of the best conversation I think we've had.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going to see on what people, how people perceive it on the Discord. I want to see all the patrons on the Discord discussing.
Yeah.
Whether you preferred the first 15 minutes of this episode or the exclusive.
Yeah. They're both garbage, but it's like 15 or 45 of garbage.
What do you prefer?
Yeah.
Also, follow us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. Someone posted on our Discord that they thought we actually had 1 million.
I know. That was really funny.
When in actuality, we have like 900,000. So that was hilarious.
Yeah. It's like we lied. Oh God, we were crazy.
We're liars.
Pumping
so funny.
Our tires. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Well, we're probably at 1 million like since this happened.
Oh, since that happened.
We started recording. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're...
We're probably, I don't know, like 1.2 at this point. Yeah, probably. Because the growth is so rapid.
Just keeps climbing, yeah. So, yeah, you can find us there. You can also find us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. Anything else I'm supposed to say?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, my God. For once, now that we're gay again, our little outro might actually be true. We might actually see people around the neighborhood.
Yeah, because we've just been in the neighborhood.
Fuck me.
Okay, we'll see you around the gayborhood.
And until next time, we will
see you around the gayborhood. We don't have to look at the camera because it died.